This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
NFL Lunch, our special guest today. Let's welcome back to the show former NFL head coach with Detroit, longtime coach, period. Remember him from his days in Baltimore with the Ravens. He is Marty Morningweg. Marty, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here on The Fan.
Bob and Vinny, exciting time with the National Football League. Players selection meeting coming up quickly.
And Vinny and I have been talking. Report came out from Ian Rappaport about the Ravens maybe interested in trading up. Give us the Marty Morningweg value. What would it take for you if you're, say, you're sitting at 14 to move up? And, you know, what would you be looking to do? And what's the compensation the other team would ask for? Is it all very complicated for a guy like myself?
It's not complicated. It would take a lot. It's just that simple, right? When you're moving up. Now, those first, let's say, 15, 16 picks are very, very valuable. Many people believe that you get a extra high quality type of player with those picks. And then lower in the first round, it's a different type of quality. And then into the second round, a little bit different type of quality. So it takes an awful lot to move upwards, especially when you're eyeing a quarterback because of the value of that particular position.
Hey, Marty, speaking of that, you know, I mean, if you were to rank the position of most importance to the offense, quarterback, of course, is one, but then what would be like 2, 3, 4, and 5, you know, and then talk about how it's changed over the last 10 years.
Well, I don't believe it's changed, Vinny, because we were sort of ahead of the curve, or you pass the football to score points in the National Football League, and then you pound them in the second half once you're up. Now, that part has changed just a little bit. 20 years ago, a 10-point lead early in the fourth quarter was a big lead. Now it's not, because everybody's throwing the football really well. The quarterback is the most important position in all of sports. I think you could debate that positively. And then I believe you build a team inside out. So you've got to have a supporting cast up front where the quarterback can do his job. So that left tackle becomes critically important, and then really all of the line. Then you go to one, a receiver. You need one heck of a receiver, and then your halfback. You know, those ball carriers, what's the most important thing in the run game? It starts with the lineman and the tight end and fullback, if you've got them in, are keys, and the receivers are key. They make a 6-yard run into a 20-yard run, and the quarterback's ball handling and his ability to get you in and out of different running plays. But the most important player in the running game is the ball carrier, his ability to break tackles, his ability to gain 2 or 3 extra yards on a consistent basis. So that's my outlook on the value of every position on offense in the NFL.
Now, Marty, when you evaluate a quarterback, what are you looking for? Because, you know, like the quarterbacks, you know, because we're talking about Pickett with small hands. So when you're evaluating a quarterback, give the listeners the critical factors for you. When you were studying film of a quarterback, what's important?
There are prerequisites. Decision-making, accuracy, timing. You have to spend hours and hours on that. The gut instincts are critical with an NFL quarterback. And then the overall talent of the young man. There are some college quarterbacks that have tricked NFL personnel men and coaches because they play the quarterback position at a really high level. But their overall talent did not correlate to the NFL. And then, is the man built to play quarterback in the National Football League? And I'm talking the toughness, mentally and physically. You know, I've had the fortune of coaching some of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play the game, and every single great quarterback I've coached was tough, 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 inside out. Then, and only then, you get to the measurables. The height, the size, the speed, arm strength becomes important. All of those are really, really important, but they're not prerequisites. Quarterbacks come in many different styles and sizes. You talked about the hand size. I always look at it. I look at everything. And I did a study many years ago. I'm not sure it still holds true, but if you were above 6'2", the hand size didn't matter. If you were below 6'2", the hand size mattered. There was no great NFL quarterback under 6'2" with smaller type hands. They all have big hands. The guys that were above 6'2", it really didn't matter. There were several with smaller type hands. Sounds kind of crazy, but it did correlate, at least at that time.
Marty Mordewick joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, longtime NFL coach, talking about what you need to see when you're looking for draft prospects. To your point there about quarterbacks, what did you think of Trevor Lawrence last year and the way that, you know, he showed toughness given the drama that went on in Jacksonville his rookie season?
Look, that's another thing when you're evaluating quarterbacks. If there's a few red flags that pop up, then you have to ask yourself, when things go really well, which they probably will in his rookie year, if he's talented enough, how is he going to react? And then conversely, when things go bad, which they probably will, okay, how is he going to react? So Trevor Lawrence has been through the bleep, right? A lot of craziness happened there in Jacksonville. I'm sure he learned from that, and it may make him even tougher as they come out of that. He's got a good coach there, a good staff. They're building a team, and hopefully that team will build along with his maturity playing the quarterback position because experience does count.
Hey, Marty, because since you know Lamar, and Lamar's his own agent, as a
yes.
coach, you know, if you were still at the Ravens or if you're John Harbaugh, you know, how involved do you get in that aspect, or are you not involved at all? What would be your duty to Lamar, I guess, if you were in a situation right now?
Yeah, you go one-on-one in your office and you kick back and go, okay, how are we doing with the contract? What's your thoughts? You have it planned out. Let me tell you about Lamar, though. When he came in for a visit before we drafted him, when he was coming out of college, that was one of the things that I asked about him. And he was bringing his mom and a couple siblings to live with him and all those things. So I asked him about those things specifically. And then when he left the office, I went, you know what? He may be smarter than any other player in the NFL because he had it mapped out. He had great thoughts on how he was going to approach it. And I would not be surprised if he grabs an agent or a lawyer. He's surrounded by some very good people as far as lawyers and marketing and those type of people, if he doesn't grab somebody to negotiate at some point on the second contract that's coming up.
Now, Marty, would you be upset, you know, if you were at the Ravens right now or Harbs, that he's not at the workouts yet? And when would you expect him? When the OTAs started? Just because right now, as you know, they're just doing the lifting and stuff.
Yeah, you would expect your players to work out at your facility. In fact, many players have bonuses if they hit a certain amount of workouts at the facility. I think the leadership comes into play. You're around the fellas. You're talking. You're hanging out. All of those things are important to win. To win a championship, it goes far when you hit a little adversity, when you've been together in the off season. However, it is not a requirement. Lamar is a little different that way. The first 3 to 4 years of an NFL quarterback's career is a grind, and that's where you have your big jumps. And then after that fourth, maybe fifth year, now they can take some time off. Their body is aging just a little bit. Some people think an arm only has so many throws in it, all of those things. But they've accomplished so much in those first 3 or 4 years that time off is good for anybody, even a young quarterback. But that my point is that first 3 or 4 years, and Lamar's still in that first 3, 4, 5 year area there, which is so important for the future of the team, the organization, and himself.
Marty, before we let you roll, tell everybody what you're up to nowadays, Marty Morningwick.
Man, I told my wife the other day, I feel really busy, but I'm really not. You know, it's not like going into the office for 16 hours a day. I do a radio show every Monday, which keeps me in it. During the football season, I do a little podcast on a rare occasion, but it's some pretty good stuff. Camp Marty podcast.com. I'm playing a little golf. My golf game is getting a little bit better, but man, is it boring compared to the NFL. I'll tell you what, I've recovered a little bit. I had a knee replacement, a little shoulder work, those type of things. So I haven't thought, I got asked this the other day. I went to North Dakota State. I went to Columbia in the Ivy League. I went to a small college in Montana and hung with their staff and spoke at a clinic or two and those type of things. So I've been traveling, but I've been recovering quite a little bit, Vinny and Bob. And so I haven't thought about it, but I was asked, do you miss it? And I went, well, man, I really haven't thought about it. I certainly miss the competition and the game planning, going against the greatest minds in the world regarding football and kicking some butt doing it. And then I thought about it. Heck yeah, I miss everything about it. There, it's like a player. He misses the huddle. He misses the locker room. Coaches who retire, they miss those same things, and they miss the grind, at least I do. And I sure appreciate you asking about that.
Marty Morningwick, appreciate your time. Hopefully we can get you on next week and review what everybody did in the draft.
Hey, I'm so excited to watch this thing sort of out, you know, as a fan. It's going to be a different perception for me. You know, when you're in the grind, Vinny knows this, it gets a little boring at times, unless you're trying to make a move. It may be hours before you select a player on certain occasions. But as a fan, it's exciting because these teams come on, bam, 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 and all these players are getting selected. I'd say good luck to all the players in that local area. I know there's some talented guys there that may very well get drafted right there in the area that you're in. It was great to be with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.